The Big Island of Hawaii is exactly that. Big. So it's good to have a plan of how to explore the different areas and have me to be your guide so you don't miss any of the best things to see and do. For this introduction, I'm going to focus on our plan of the best ways to divide up the island into tours that may last a day or even less. There's no requirement that this is how you must tour the island. In the end, you're in charge of the itinerary. These are just my suggestions developed by our professional tour guides. First up, your guide-along tour for the Big Island has everything combined into one easy tour that you join anywhere along the route. There are no set start or finish points. There's no need to select which tour you want to do. It's all one big tour where the audio automatically transitions from one area to the next. Once you've downloaded this tour, you have the entire island ready to go, and you don't need to purchase anything extra. Most visitors staying on the Big Island stay on the Kailua Kona side. Kailua Kona is the area south of the Kona Airport, and there's lots of hotels and accommodations and the original town area of Kailua Kona. North of the airport is the Kohala Coast. This is where the big resort areas are, at places like Waikoloa, Mauna Lani, and large brand name resorts like Four Seasons, Marriott, Hilton, Fairmont, and others. I'll refer to this entire side of the island as Kona side. Hilo is the other popular center, though it is much smaller and quite quaint. Let's talk about Volcanoes National Park first. This is by far the most popular place to visit on the Big Island. After the eruption of 2018, there's currently no hot lava to be seen anywhere on the island. The eruption seemed to have drained all of the lava away. That can change at any time, and Kilauea has done this in the past, only to erupt again. Always check the National Park Service website if you want to know the status of lava, but the park has amazing volcanic things to see and do, and my tour goes into the park and on all the available roads you can drive. If you're staying on the Kona side of the island, the way we recommend visiting Volcanoes National Park is to drive south on Highway 19. This highway changes into Highway 11 and passes around the very south of the island before swinging up the eastern side to Volcanoes. If you go that way, I'll have loads of stories about Hawaii's volcanoes, mythology, and an extensive introduction to the park. After visiting the park, we recommend driving back to Kona the same way. I'll have all different commentary on my way back. We do not recommend driving a full circle after visiting Volcanoes. There are too many good things to see, and you'll run out of daylight. Dedicate a full day just to Volcanoes on its own. Visiting Volcanoes from Hilo is easy, and it'll only take about 45 minutes to drive to the entrance. If you want to do the top half of the island circle, then that is an awesome thing to do too. We would recommend driving north up the Kohala Coast and following clockwise around and exploring the Hamakua Coast, including Waipio Lookout, Laupahoehoe, Akaka Falls, and the short scenic drive through Onomea Bay. When you arrive in Hilo, we have a loop tour drive close to the town that visits Rainbow Falls, Boiling Pots, Kaumana Lava Tube, and more before returning to the heart of town. You can also choose to do this top half of the island in the opposite direction if you prefer. There's a road that cuts across the middle of the island called the Saddle Road, or Route 200. This road climbs to a fairly high altitude and is often shrouded in cloud. Now, because it is not a sightseeing road, we don't have any commentary on it. But on a clear day, the view is excellent as you drive. We'll have commentary to get you on and then off the Saddle Road if you'd rather not retrace some of the coastal route. The coast road is always more scenic, and depending where your final destination is, the Saddle Road typically saves no more than, say, 30 minutes. There are two other drives that we recommend that are worth about half a day of your time each. The first is our tour up to the most northern part of the island, to the towns of Hawi and Kapa'au. Drive north on Highway 19, and we'll have the option to visit the resort areas and beaches like Hapuna and Beach 69. The commentary will give you a choice to turn right for Waimea and the Island Circle route, or left to follow the coast to Hawi. If you visit Javi, the tour only goes clockwise. So we drive up the coast first, visit the towns, the statue of King Kamehameha, and the fantastic overlook to the Pololu Valley. The tour then returns by driving through ranch country over Kohala Mountain with its superb views before returning to the main highway at the cowboy town of Waimea. That is a great way to spend an afternoon. My last suggested half-day drive is to explore the shoreline drive south from Kailua Kona and onto the Coffee Coast. This is also a one-way only route, so it's important to start this section in Kailua Kona and drive southbound. If you turn from Highway 19 onto Palani Road, you'll start on Ali'i Drive, which follows alongside the water, and the audio will lead you all the way down the coast to places like Magic Sands, Kealakekua Bay, the Place of Refuge, and the Painted Church. And bring your snorkeling gear for a swim at Two Step. Then rejoin the highway to return to Kailua Kona. All right, I know that was a lot of information, but it's best to have a plan of how to get the most out of your valuable vacation time. I also recommend reading the blog articles about the Big Island on my website. Have fun and enjoy it all. Aloha.